I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess. And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting within the fiber arts and how awesome it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we start this episode, let's see what everybody's working on. Drea.
I decided that I didn't like the way the Bananasaurus was coming out because there was, like, I got the body done and then I didn't like the invisible decreases that were going up the back. And I'm not sure if it's because I was using the wrong size hook or if I did it wrong. So I frogged the whole thing.
Was it cathartic?
Yeah.
Good.
I have frogged and restarted this thing like 8 times now. Like, I frog it, like, once a week.
Frogging crochet is kind of fun because, I don't know, like...
It doesn't seem as, like... I don't know.
It doesn't get stuck on itself.
You're right.
It doesn't get stuck on itself. You could just go.
Just rip it.
Rip it and rip it. So, that's gone. That's not a thing right now. I think I'm going to restart it again with a smaller hook size. I think I was using a bigger hook because it was easier to see the stitches, but now that I'm a little bit more further along in my crochet, I think that I will be fine with a smaller hook size. So for today, I'm working on turtles. I'm working on a green turtle. It's going to have a brown shell.
Nice.
I'm very excited. I'm using Big Twist Baby Bear. In green, I think it's sage green, but green.
And most likely sage. Big Twist likes to use the word sage.
And brown sugar.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does look like brown sugar.
And maybe one day I will have a Bananasaurus, but it is not today. And that's fine.
That is fine.
And I forgot where I was on this pattern, so.
we'll let you figure out that count. Meg!
So remember last time when I said, okay.
I don't remember what I did last week.
So last episode, I said, I've been working on this sweater for a long time. Yes, and you all were like, good for you. We're proud of you. You can stop being proud. You can stop being proud.
Castanitis.
I still have it. I just don't feel like it. Oh, like, well, but literally, okay, legitimately nothing happened to it. I just, like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, if I have to do one more round of stocking it in the round, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, I'm proud of you for recognizing when it was time to put it down.
You know what? Thanks for still being proud of me, even though it did my thing that I do, as it is March, and I cast on something different, because why not?
Well, what is it now?
So this is called Winter Light by Meg Gadsby. And it is a very, you know, right now this is what I need to do. It's a very simple shawl pattern. It's like a one skein wonder. And I pulled a ball of yarn from my stash that I've had for about two or three years that I bought at Rhinebeck. It is Fiber Optics Cashmere Gradient in Texas Blue Bonnets.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I had started making something with it, and I made a mistake, and I couldn't figure out where I made the mistake, so I frogged it a while ago, and it's just been...
hanging out.
Balled up and sitting on a shelf in our basement for a while. But I really love this color. I especially love the blue. So that's why I picked a simple shawl, because I wanted the gradient to really shine. When I get to that point. So that is what I'm working on right now.
Tina.
So I haven't, the hat I was working on last time, I haven't touched it since then. So I'm literally on the very last row of this hat.
Here we are.
Before the decreases. I did make progress on it. I just,
yeah, there's more.
Instead of being in the section before, I'm in the last row of that section. So. I'm pretty darn close, but the project I was working on last week is the Northward Beanie by Tin Can Knits. I am using Sugar Maple Fibers Single Ply Bulky in Sugar Maple.
Nice. That's a lot of sugar maple.
I know. That's all. I have to say it's slow because, like, otherwise,
wait,
I'm like,
am I talking about the yarn or the hat? Hold on.
I don't know. Sugar maple hat made with sugar maple yarn in the colorway sugar maple.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. Yeah, it's just very sugar maple-y, yes.
I love it. I am still working on the catnip pullover by Andrea Rangel. I did get a little bit further. I have been working on it slowly. I've been working on more Legos, but I have been working on this. I also did just get a set of those spiral needles that I keep talking about that look like a unicorn horn, and they're called Unicorn by Addy. And they're spirally. They're not the what is it? The square, the rocket ones. They're not those. They don't have like the little divots. It's like a spiral. And I like them. The whole point of them is so your yarn's not supposed to slip off it as much. I don't know if it's doing that or not, but I like the way it feels. So I'm happy with them. I've done two rows with them so far, but I like them. So we'll see if that sticks. But yeah, I was super excited.
Really, the feel is the only important
pretty
thing.
Pretty much. Like, I just, and the only thing I'm kind of sad about is that I don't think they come in a lace tip. They're just sort of like a normal
midi
tip. Yeah. And they're okay. Again, I'm weird because I use lace tip for everything. So it's, I have to kind of readjust how I stab my yarn. But other than that, they're really nice. So, if they come out with a lace tip, I might try those, but for right now, these are nice and I am enjoying them. And if you want to see pictures of these projects that we are talking about or get more information about Pardon My Stash at all, be sure to check out our blog that can be found at pardonmystash.com for info, pics, patterns, and yarns. All right. So this week, short story, I was looking for my Notions bag, which was not in my yarn bag because I forgot I took it out a week or so ago to find scissors, and I left it wherever I put it. So when I found it, I went in to get, I think it was scissors again, and I realized there's a lot of stuff in here, not particularly from the project I'm working on now. Some of these are for like multiple projects that I was working on in the past. I think some of them were crochet projects, but it got me thinking about, what do people have in their Notions bag? Do you just have for the current project? Do you have like a set of things that you have just all the time in your Notions bag? Do you switch stuff out all the time? And so I decided a fun thing to do would be, let's empty our Notion bags and see what we match with. Because I want to know.
I'm really excited because the last time we did a Notions bag episode was literally season one.
That's wild.
Oh, wow.
It was like episode 4, and it was way more, it's not as fun. This will be more fun.
It's more like, this is what's in my bag. This is what's in my bag.
You know,
let's go around the circle and empty your bag.
Does everyone have the same stuff? I mean, I'm sure I have stuff in here that shouldn't be in a Notions bag anyway.
If you got through season one, God bless you.
No. I just want to state for the record, I have two Notions bags.
Yeah, you do.
I do too.
I mean, I do have some stuff in my actual yarn bag just hanging out.
Yeah, same. I have a Notions bag in my yarn bag.
Also, for the record, one of my Notions bag, it looks like a watermelon slice.
That's a watermelon.
Honestly, I'm drawn to this 3D taco pin.
Oh my
that
god,
have on that
that's fantastic.
That's really cute.
I mean, we can't start off. Which one? I have pins all over my Notions bag.
I definitely split my pins between my Notions bag, so this one does not have all my pins on it.
Yeah, no, I have a couple of my pins across Notions bag, but I feel like the majority of mine are on this particular one because this is my double agent knitter crocheter bag. So it's got most, because I've had this one the longest, but I do have a smaller one that's sort of like 8-bit video game stuff, which is super cute, but it is smaller, so that usually just carries needles, but I like my pins.
I used to have a ton of pins. I used to have this G bag and had a ton.
I remember
of pins.
The
oh,
G
yeah.
bag full of pins.
And then that thing got nasty. Like I just needed, I needed to wash it because I was just.
So you take the pins off and then you don't put them back on.
Yeah.
And,
well, yep. Then I switched to a. It was like G a. Bag? It was a beige
bag. Yeah, it had a G on it.
G on it. I got that a long time ago in North Carolina, and I went to wash it, and then like I went and got obviously like a backup bag, and it hasn't changed, and I forgot to put the pins back. So the only pins I have are the ones, I think these were Christmas pins that you guys gave me. I have that on that bag. But yeah, so I have what's called the bag with the stuff I usually use, and then the bag with the stuff I sometimes use.
Right? You know, I think that's really smart, and I think I should do that because I just have like the bag with random stuff and the other bag with random stuff. Because
like the one I usually use has like certain things in it that I use all the time, like scissors or something.
So much smarter.
And then
smarter.
This one has like, you know, stitch holders. Like I don't use those every single time.
The stuff you
time.
Don't need every like, time you go
so
out.
Here, because I sort of do that, but then they slowly merge together into one and then split again. But then they flip flop by that point.
Yeah. So your bags are like the universe.
Yeah, they're like a lava lamp.
I have one right now for knitting, which is my swatches are for Wimps bag with all the pins on it. And then my crochet one is my watermelon bag.
See, that's smart too.
Yeah.
That is actually smart, because then you just grab the one that you need for that project.
Actually, it would make you more sense, because I just have boxes, like cardboard boxes, that I'm just like, here, everything can live in here now.
Yeah. I know.
I know you know. All right, I'm going to dump mine and see what people have similar, though.
Okay.
We're
going to
make a lot of noise. Yeah, listen. All right, we're going to start.
I can't believe all of that fit in that one little bag.
That's really impressive.
I'm not going to count the yarn scraps that I cut off and just throw in my bag so my cats won't eat them.
I think we can safely say everyone has at least one yarn scrap.
No, I don't, because I threw them out today.
Oh.
I did throw them out.
Well, I did.
Well, I get so nervous about the yarn scraps because cats will eat them. And if they eat them, it can twist around their intestines. So I get very nervous.
I don't have any yarn scraps.
You know what, guys? Maybe some people don't keep their bags clean.
So right there, just me and you, I guess, Dina.
The agents of chaos. It's
okay, fine. But I'm going to start easy one, like scissors. Like scissors, I feel like.
Scissors.
I feel like most.
I have scissors.
You gave me my pair, and it's cute because I have another pair somewhere, but these ones are rainbow.
I have multiple.
And they have like little.
So I had a pair of regular scissors, which is no longer in my knitting bag. But
it's migrated.
In my crochet turtle kit, they gave me like these.
Oh,
cool,
the
like,
little the shears.
Oh,
the
yeah, they almost look like gardening shears. Yeah, really.
No,
tiny.
Those things are great. Honestly, I use them more for felting, but they are amazing.
I love these things
because they clip off little like.
Tina is still getting scissors. Listen.
Because some of them are at the bottom. Okay.
Girl,
why do you have so many scissors?
I technically should have two of these collapsible ones.
Okay, the collapsible ones are cool.
I know. I have two knit kits.
Oh, yeah. I have my...
And the knit kit has like a collapsible.
I'll say I have my knit kit ones.
Yeah. So if you don't know what the knit kit is, it is literally called the knit kit. And there's also... And you can basically... it has like... It's like a good little mobile option that you can take with you. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
They're still around.
I also have a knit kit in my kit, and the best part for me for this one is that it has a 3-number row counter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And,
no, that is
and
the
that
best.
Is awesome because most row counters do stop at 2. I had a digital one that went up to 3, but the battery ran out, and I don't feel like figuring out how to change it. So.
I have two of them, the knit kits. I don't know where my second. I know it's somewhere in here, but there's two collapsible, and then I have. Old Reliable, which I've had. This is an old.
Those are nice.
This is an old pair from Joann's, and it was from a sewing kit.
I would say those definitely look like
sewing scissors.
Yeah, but they're so useful.
Yeah, they're so good.
And then I have these. These are my, I call them my plain ones. They're itty bitty.
Oh, they're so tiny.
They're sharp, though. Look
they're very sharp. They are tinier than the tiny scissors. Like,
yeah,
if you're thinking we're talking about the tiny scissors, these are like even half the size.
Yeah,
of that.
It's just enough that if I were to stab somebody with them, they would go like, ow.
Yeah.
Just enough.
But hey, I can't. Oh, you know what? Okay.
We don't endorse stabbing people on this podcast.
All right. So if, you know, the airline industry is listening to this, please let me through TSA. I won't stab anybody with my tiny, minuscule scissors. Thank you. Because these are what those are for. They always get through TSA, so they're good like that.
All right, so scissors, we all have a cutting device. All right, next one I'm gonna do is, because it's another pretty common one, a row counter. I'm not going to count my knit kit anymore, but.
Got it.
Yeah, see, row counter.
Plain, boring, green one for the win.
If you have the knit kit, that row counter does count, but I have a separate little.
Yeah, I'm not going to count the cheap, knit kit anymore.
Like, I think we got a just bag of these, and I lose them all the time. The cats use them as toys.
I have Dre's three. Got a collection.
Yeah, look at that.
Going on right here.
Oh, you got one that's like different too. I like that.
Yeah,
one.
I've got that's three. A big one. I've got three different ones. I've got a small black one. I've got a small red one. And then I got a big black one.
I like these ones because depending on the needle, like you can just leave it on the needles depending on the project. That was the thing.
I don't. Oh, there's another pair of scissors in here.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. So this is a kit I just got.
It's cute.
It's all black.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so everything in it's
black. Everything's black. Okay, so this kit I got.
Is that a file?
Yes. You know what? To be honest, I'll be completely honest with you. I bought this, I think it was last year. It was like closer to Christmas time. And it was a little pre-order for this, or a pre-order, or they just like sold out of this like kit that, and it says like knits black at night. I can't remember the exact name of the item, but basically it's a little tin with like all black items. And and if you've ever seen me in public, all I wear is freaking black. So I was like, ooh, this is nice. So I've actually never opened it. I've taken it with me.
Is this the first time you're going through it?
So like I've taken out the tape measure and I've taken out this sticker before, but I haven't actually like dumped the whole thing out. So let me just, because I think I see. Yeah, look at these. They're even smaller.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, okay, I mean, the eyes are really like huge, which is hilarious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the eyes of those are massive.
Like so don't worry about those fat fingers, guys. They will get through.
I love these.
Okay, so, but I was trying to see if it had
a row counter.
I don't think it does. I think I always rely on my knit kit one.
That's
so
fair.
I don't have an additional one outside of
that. All right. So three, but not one. Okay.
Those are the cutest little scissors.
Other common. I have tapestry needles. I have like a little a tube that has two big tapestry needles and then three like actual sharp. I think they're upholstery needles or something similar to that because I like to stab my knitting when I weave my ends in.
Just remind me. I just threw a stitch marker on the ground. Just someone remind me of that.
But yeah,
I'm gonna be so for real. I never have tapestry needles.
Yeah, you use mine.
Oh, I always. I'm always. Like, Jess, I need a tapestry needle because for whatever reason, I always lose them. So
I know. I even
just
gave you a little tube.
I know.
Yep.
I know they've got to be in my other other notions bag. But yeah, no, I never seem to have one on me ever.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. This knit black kit has a black metal tapestry needle.
Nice.
And then the one I have for like all the other ones, so this was from Quarter Stitch, which is down in Louisiana, but they had this up for sale online. It's this little like wood carved container that I can twist open.
Oh.
And then, and it has a keychain on the end, so if I wanted to put it like on my keys, I could. But it has all my needles.
It's
in
like
it.
A fancier tube than the one I have.
So, this is a beautiful product, but the reason why I bought it is because it had the bicolors, and I was really excited about that. So
that is fun.
So yeah, so it was like this is my gay pride item. This is it. Just this little tapestry needle kit.
All right. Next up,
I have two tapestry needles, and I have an embroidery needle.
Yeah, see,
nice.
Yeah,
I feel you got to have a sharp one just in case. You never know. Next, pretty standard notions bag, stitch markers. I have a couple loose ones like hanging out, and then I also have a little. I think it's supposed to be a pill case, but that's filled with like just a ton of stitch markers. I probably do not need all those stitch markers at any one time, but they live in my Notions bag.
I know there's like a buttload.
So I also have the pillbox. Jess and I got these both in Marblehead a few years ago. I have this adorable set of stitch markers that Drea got me for my birthday last year.
The birds.
The birds. They are a whole collection of different little birds. Some of them are 3D. Hats. Some of them have hats. Some of them are 2D. I love these. so much because they're just so darn adorable. And then I have another one that I got because I wanted more stitch markers that were like non-dangly for projects that, like, I was trying to do color work, and doing color work with a lot of dangles was driving me crazy because they were literally like every 9 stitches there was another stitch marker, and I'm like, this is driving me crazy. So I got this wooden box full of, and these crack me up so bad, they are stitch markers shaped like little cat heads.
Oh, those are cute.
They are so adorable.
So they're like round with little ears.
So fun story about this box. Got the box, and I got it the day before I was supposed to take Mariel to gymnastics. And I go to leave for gymnastics, and as I'm putting her in the car, I put the stitch marker box on top of the car.
Cool.
Okay. No. Get to gymnastics, realize it is gone. Realize it fell off somewhere. So the next day I'm taking a walk. It is like negative degrees outside. It was freezing. And I'm walking down a couple streets down, and I see gold in the middle of the road. These were all over the road.
Well,
and I found all but one.
I say, I think you...
Wow. One I did find later, and it was destroyed. But I found the box, and I found all the stitch markers.
That's awesome.
By some miracle. So those are my cats. I got a lot of stitch markers.
Those are really cool.
They are super cute.
I have a whole box of like plant stitch markers that Meg and Jess gave me. All the plants.
All the plants.
I love these plants. Some of them are succulents. Some of them are like shamrocks and leaves and cactuses, cacti, whatever you want to call them. But I love these. I haven't used them yet, but I love these. And then I have like 3 more bags of just random stitch markers.
You know, your good old purple and greens.
The good old reliable, the purple and greens. I've got some pineapple ones. And I've got these like round ones. Do you remember these?
Oh my God. I still have some of those. She wrapped me up a whole bunch of stitch markers in a ball of yarn for a birthday gift once. And I still have of those left.
That?
Yep.
Yeah. These are like these metal
they're almost like little flowers,
and they look like wreaths or
that
something.
Was in 2012, like, that was like 13 years ago. Oh my God,
I still use them sometimes, but they are very bulky, like they're thick.
I'm just mega impressed that like you have that many stitch markers left from 2012.
Yeah,
like, because these things vanish like nobody's business, right? Unless they're super unique and you're like, oh, I can't, if I drop that one, I gotta go digging and find it.
That's the thing,
right?
Like, if it's a junky one, I don't search.
No, you're and like, I'm good. Yeah. Like the purple and greens,
but the
whatever.
Nice ones, absolutely not.
Do you know which ones I actually really miss? The ones that look like little yarn balls.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I remember those.
I love those. I think those are all gone now.
I think I
might have like a couple
ether.
Left. Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, they're mostly gone. Did you do? You did yours.
Oh, yes,
okay.
I did.
So for me, stitch marker wise, I actually laid everything out because it's like it was just like all over the place. And I was trying to see everything. So the Knit Black Kit has this really cute like heart charm, and it has like a clasp, and it has a bunch of like I would say like black pins, and then it has stitch markers as well, just round black ones. Super pretty. And then I have 2 of these. They're like count as you go, like they have numbers on them, so like you can like mark where
those
you're
are
going.
So fun.
Yeah, one of them is broken, but I refuse to throw it out, and then the other one the other one is fine, so I keep both. And then I have my stitch marker gift from Meg and Jess for Christmas, which was puppies. Because clearly, if you don't know, I run a retirement home for senior dogs in my house. That's all I adopt. I only like to adopt senior dogs. I don't know why. I just have a calling. There's a lot of doggy things. But like I have, let's see what's in here. There's a Shiba Inu. There's a Husky. There's a Malamute. There's a Schnauzer. That's another Schnauzer. There's a Corgi.
Corgis.
Yes. A Corgi Butt. I like the Corgi Butt. But yeah, there's a bunch of those. And then I have like random ones. So like there's a lobster clip on one, and I would know exactly what that was for. It was for a project where I needed to know where the front was.
Yeah, you gotta have those.
And then I have, I want to, who is, who's, this is yours, isn't it?
The green rubbery ones?
No, those are just the...
Those are old reliable. Yeah,
those are just reliable.
Those could be anybody's. Yeah.
They're not mine. I borrowed this from one of you at some point.
It could have been any one of us.
Okay. And that, yeah, I have a, yeah, a couple.
That's of like, those. That's one of them, those purple and greens.
I'm like, somebody, this is somebody's. I don't know why for some, I'm like, just remembered that that one's not mine. I have to give it back.
I was going to say, everyone's talking about their cool ones. I didn't talk about my cool one because they're all in here. But I was going to say, I have like little cats and paw prints that I got from Tina a while ago. And then I have my birds that all came from Meg. I have crows and I have falcons. And then I have a whole bunch of weird ones that I just got, like beads from Joanne's, pour one out and turned into stitch markers. Those
yeah, Jess Hand makes a lot of our stitch markers just for funsies. Just for funsies. We find, like, cool, I got some or cool
scaly hearts and stuff. Like, and they're fun.
Yeah.
I guess I'm never going to open that again. I tried to open. There's a tin and I can't unscrew it. Right? Oh. It's like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Run it's it like, underwater. Nope. I forget if it's hot or cold.
I might need a Patrick.
Dude, I'm gonna die if it's pry apart. Like,
oh my god,
if it was pry apart and we're sitting here, I don't like, think twisting no, it, like,
screwed
it.
It's definitely a screw. I know that was
my
older one.
That thing is like glued shut.
Oh,
oh, pop!
I didn't need a man. I needed a Drea.
Oh, it's true. I'm here for you,
thank
Tina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that one of them try on your sweater thing?
Yeah, the wires.
Oh, barber cords.
Yeah, that's it.
Barber cords. I have one of those somewhere. I don't know where it is.
I do not. All right, so moving on, I have a pen.
Several.
I do not have a pen.
I don't have a pen either.
I have a pencil and two highlighters.
I used to have a pencil, but that disappeared. I don't know. I probably used it for something else and then forgot.
Two highlighters. I think I only need one.
I have a like needle holder thing.
I have one.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're done, you put your needles in it so your project doesn't fall out.
Yeah.
I know I have some somewhere because you gave me them, I think. The llamas. Are they these ones?
Oh, yeah.
No.
See, I have goats yeah, on my project.
Oh, the
but then I also have this little S-shaped thingy. And there's different sizes and you can put the needles in and they just stick the needles together. They're actually really fun. I like my green one better. This is my purple one. I don't know where my green one is, and now I'm kind of like sad. I also have a lone cat paw because it's
not two, just one.
No, just one, you know. The other one is yes. Somewhere. But the reasoning is that this is made for like size, I want to say 10 plus needles, which I never use. So I use one and I just put both needles in it at once.
I have the same thing somewhere and I do the same thing. Like, it's unless you're using massive needles, that thing is not staying on.
No, but it's super cute. So I keep it in my bag because it's a little orange spotty cat paw and it's adorable. And I have a second one somewhere. Here's we start to go off the rails with mine. Not terribly. I have, a bunch of lone circular and double points.
Oh, girl.
Yep.
I think most of these are size 3. On. These ones are just for like sleeves. Like, these are tiny. I've got like tiny ones.
God, Jesus Christ.
I have a bad habit of cannibalizing cords.
And then I have some double points.
So I've got a spare cord and the set of needles that this cord I have came off of that are
I have a longer
size 10s.
Jesus Christ. I'll be okay, people. Hold on.
And I have the what's it called? The black stoppers.
Oh, in that same vein, I also have a crochet hook.
I have a whole bag of crochet.
Do you have an entire interchangeable needle set? That's what I want to know.
I know. You know what?
I do not have that.
You like took it in mold. At least yours is organized, though. Mine's just, I don't remember when I used these.
You didn't see the pile of needles.
Yes. Size 11.
Yeah. So I want to, these are from hats. So like when I'm done with a hat, I just don't put it away.
Just throw it in the bag.
It just goes back in the bag.
Tina's bag is literally a Mary Poppins bag. Like,
no, it's fantastic.
You'll want it. She's got it.
I have a lone pair of interchangeable needle tips in size 6.
Uh-huh.
I have one double pointed needle that I use for cabling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my US 7s attached to a interchangeable cord.
I actually just recently did clear
I've
out
like a dozen hooks.
My interchangeable needles and my needle cords.
I do have a crochet hook.
It's good for picking up.
No, this one is not good for picking up things. I don't know why I have this. This is massive. I just have it. I just have it in my bag.
Is it a J?
It's red.
An I or a J? Maybe an H.
It says, no, 5.5 millimeters.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Me neither.
I do have that.
5.5 is going to be either an H
or an
I.
There you go.
Don't quote us on it. Don't listen.
Yeah,
we don't know.
It's higher than a G. Yes. You were using it for granny squares and it probably just got lost.
Yeah,
in there.
You're right. I was.
I remember that.
I have two.
They're so nice.
And they're fancy ones.
They
they're
are
pearls.
Fancy.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. I have a K and a G. The K is for my fat projects and the G is for little stuff.
I just have a G right now, and I honestly think it's because I dropped it on the floor and found it and threw it in here.
I have three metal ones too, because why not?
I mean, yeah.
And those.
How do you have that many crochet hooks and you don't crochet?
Wait, I drop stuff all the time. That's the problem. And then I like can't find. So these are the ones I usually use to fix stuff. It's the double headed. It has.
I love the double headed crochet hook.
So I have two of them. I never find them. So I go with the crochet hook because I can't find them in my.
You know what I'm saying? Your mom got me a really nice. It was like a. It was like a marbled oval thing, and if you could pop out both sides, and one side was a stitch. A seam ripper, and the other side was a tiny crochet hook, and it was awesome, and I don't know where it went, and I gotta find it because it was cool, and I'm surprised it's not in here.
I'm not.
Okay, so, and I have a little keychain, which I thought was my make one left, make one right reminder, but it's not. It's a swatch ruler, which why do I have this?
No. Bam. So do I.
Me?
Yes. Yes.
I don't have one of those.
But mine is like a, but I also do wraps per inch on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wrote in pen on the back of mine.
That's fair. I should write in
if
pen.
I need to. So, okay, fair. I do Yarn Saver and I have to identify yarns all the time. So that's why this is on here. But like literally, I wrote like super bulky Aran worsted DK, like how many wraps it is on the back of this. And then I've been using this to like determine what things
are. Did you guys all like get one without me?
I was going to say, how do you not have one of these?
I don't think until, no, because I definitely got that at,
I bought mine in North Carolina. I dropped all the needles.
Jess and I went to, it was years ago. It was local, I think it was, was it Local Yarn Store Day?
Yeah.
We went to Local Yarn Store Day at Knit and Pearls and we both got ours. Because ours both say Knit and Pearls on the back of them.
Yeah, mine doesn't say Knit and Pearls. Mine says Katrina.
Like I said, I had one exactly like this though that had the make one left, make one right, because I actually do use those and I always forget how to do it every single time.
I actually have a wraps per inch tool.
Oh,
in my bag.
That's fancy.
And I could not. Oh, you know what? I got this from the Woolery when I bought the new drive band for my Canadian production wheel. I want to say like it was like X amount of money and you got free shipping. So I threw this in because I thought, especially with doing hand spun, it would be good to know. You know what the thickness was.
Yeah.
Have I ever used this? I have not, but I have it.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Sure.
So that's like slightly different.
Yeah. Oh, no, you cool. You kind of thread it through the top. And
I see.
Then you, yeah.
That is really
so
cool.
So I do that's have it.
Fun.
But I've never used it.
Hey, you know what?
I haven't spun in a long time because between the kid and the cats,
I know.
The drive band is always falling off.
Yeah,
the wheel, so.
I know. Really frustrating. I put it back on the other day and then it came right back off again because.
That's how they roll.
All right. I also have this I-cord tool. Tina, I'm pretty sure you gave this to me.
Yeah. I gave everybody.
Yeah.
Mine is in another. I think it's my other pouch.
Yeah. And I have actually used it before. It took a little bit of getting used to, but it's super cute and I like it. And I don't know why. I'm like, actually, I probably shouldn't keep it in this bag because I'm afraid it's going to break the little hooks. But yeah, it's actually really cool. It's like a three hook I-cord.
And there's like a hand motion that you do and
it creates an I-cord. It's really cool.
I have one, but it is definitely at home in my yarn cabinet.
That's
like
fair.
I know exactly where it is, but I haven't had the opportunity to use it yet.
No, it is. It is fun. I have this one, and then I have a Meg got me like one of those ones where you turn the handle and it makes one. That is also
it's
fun.
Like a crank.
Yeah.
I have a crank one too.
Oh, so. Sorry.
I have a crank one too.
No, those are. I do not have that one in my bag. I'm just saying that I do.
The crank one is a pain in the ass though with the weight.
That's true because you got to kind of pull it. Otherwise, yeah, it doesn't tension.
Yeah, the tension
right.
Screws it all up. Yeah, you got to keep the tension.
Then okay, so the last yarn related thing that I have in here, and I don't know why it's in here because I did not use these beads for this, but I have beads. They're Sheck seed beads. They're like. Turquoise. They're pretty.
They are pretty.
They are. I'm trying to remember why I put them in here at all.
I don't have beads.
Because though. I have a separate bag that just has all my beads. So I think I was intending to use them and then just didn't and never took them
out. I don't remember you even buying those beads.
I know, right?
Like, really
I don't
right?
remember those
aren't
beads
they,
at
aren't
all.
Aren't those nice?
And I generally remember the beads.
They are definitely the color that I used for my Morgana shawl. So I'm wondering if I was going to use them for my tapestry and then realized I was using worsted weight and these wouldn't
work. No, because you were using wet ones for that. I think that you bought those and you bought the blue ones that you used for Morganis.
Oh.
Those ones are slightly off. Now I'm remembering because you didn't have the yarn with you. So you bought two different kinds of beads because God forbid you take the yarn to the store and compare them.
I wasn't thinking.
So we just have all these beads.
But they're so pretty. But Jody yeah, I really should put them into, I have a bag that's just beads and they're awesome. There's so many.
I didn't know she had a bag of beads.
I do. It's my Halloween cat and pumpkin bag.
I want to know.
As a drawstring.
Also, can be used as a weapon.
Yeah.
Sure could.
Yeah.
But the amount of beads in there.
Sure.
It lives under a table.
I mean, I know you could exactly also scatter them on the floor. And
yeah. Those are the clear ones.
Slip them up.
Yes. Never.
So I do have beads. And then I have like a candy wrapper and a little heart that my daughter made me that I don't remember it ending up in there, but it ended up in there.
Cute.
And that is everything that is in my Notions bag right now. The only things I probably need for the project that is in this project bag with the Notion bag is the scissors. Like, I don't know why the rest of this stuff is in here right now, but that's the way it is. What do you guys have that's extra?
I have a needle gauge.
Ooh. Oh, we have one of those.
We
but
do, but I don't know
it's
where
down.
It is.
I know where it is.
I have
it's
a couple of them, actually, but they're not in this bag.
I only know where one is.
The good old.
That, I was like, that's the old standby. Old
this
reliable.
Is old reliable.
The Susan Bates. Susan Bates.
Yep.
Susan Who doesn't Bates. Have a Susan Bates?
I like the is that the mindful one though? The blue
this is,
one?
Yeah, this is the
that
mindful
one's
one
pretty.
From
I like
Knitter's
that one.
Pride. And it's a little bit more compact and it doesn't bend as much as the
oh,
Susan Bates.
That's fair.
Yeah, mine's deformed.
Yeah, but you know what? The Bates one has the crochet hook ability too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I have two. Why not? Why have one? Have two.
I also have a nail file.
Ooh, I have that too. I have a bunch. Hold on. I got this. Oh my God. And that one. And then I got this one. The little one.
Sina.
The little
one.
What are the nail files for?
In case you got a hang nail.
Yep. Like snag. Yeah.
That is so smart. I was suffering from that earlier today and I got really
get
mad.
One.
And then
like
I just
one?
I just bit my nails until it stopped.
This is too many nail files.
I think
a lot of
I think Tina
too.
Has some to spare.
I will
pick nail file
one.
Kit.
Oh my God, it's so cute.
So
wild. Along that same vein, I also have nail clippers.
Oh, see, that's smart.
That is smart. Also doubles as scissors.
Now I want
to
pinch.
Also doubles as scissors in a pinch.
Yeah, I really need to put a pair of nail clippers in my bag. Because I have this one that I love because it's compact and it has its own little case. And I love this one. And then I had bought that one because it was on super duper clearance discount because it was after Christmas. It has Christmas patterns on it. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to use it for my nails. Yeah, so I grabbed that
it's
one
too. It's still taped shut.
Yeah, I didn't open it yet because I've been using this one. But I have that one as backup because this one could go bad.
No, I like this one. I want this blue one with birds on it.
Yeah, but I always try to make sure that I have something to take care of nails because you never know when.
No, that is
like
smart.
On
that vein, so because I also deal with like bad cuticle issues, and when they bleed, this is
oh.
so this yeah, my skin's horrendous. I get psoriasis on my hands and my nails, in particular the skin around my nails, like just calluses and peels all the time. So sometimes if I have something that's probably going to be an issue but I don't want to pick at it, I'll throw the, it's like a basically a finger cover.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like these in particular is because they have openings on the bottom, and so if I'm using this on a finger that I usually knit and not look, but I have to feel it. Yeah. So if I put a cover on there that I can't feel,
it throws you off.
Yeah. But this one, because it has these little openings on the bottom.
Oh, that's so smart.
I can still feel the yarn.
Yeah.
So it works for that.
No, that's pretty good.
That is cool.
And it's the size of my pointer finger, because that is usually the one that has a problem.
See, so
I use those at work because they are good little rubber finger page turners.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Helps me turn the pages faster. So
you
don't have to,
like, you know, lick your fingers and be all gross.
I think that's what these are originally. Yeah. I just use them as finger covers. But, like, yeah, it's I think if you look up, like, a page turner cover or something for your fingers, like, it would come up.
I have, like, little leather ones of those for when I'm doing needle felting, which I should use more often than I do, because they do work when I use them. And when I don't use them, I stab myself. So also good to have.
I have a charger block.
Nice.
You know what? That's reasonable, too.
Yeah.
Because if you're knitting in a random spot and then your phone dies and it has your pattern on it, you can at least charge it.
Unfortunately, I do not have the charger cable to go with it, but I do have the block.
It's a start. People are more likely to have the wire than the block.
That's true.
That's fair.
So.
It is true.
I have the tag for jeans.
Oh.
Memory.
That is hilarious. Take a picture of that. That is memory.
I was going to say, we should take pictures afterwards for the blog.
Jeans.
I also have a random button.
Ah, good.
Who knows what that was for?
Good.
Yeah.
And then just some more of those, like, little black.
Oh, yeah, the little
covers for the interchangeables.
Oh, nice. Yeah, caps.
And then in my crochet bag, I also have eyes.
Oh, eyes.
And look. I have more eyes.
Look at that.
I'm working on a box.
I have a bag of eyes, but I am still missing a box of eyes.
Just make sure you keep the eyes in there so you don't lose
the eyes. I need to get more eyes.
Randomly. No, you don't. You need to find the eyes.
No, because I don't know where they are, and all I have are the boring ones.
Oh, my God. You could search
for them. I have a bag of noses, too.
You could look for the eyes.
They're missing. They're in the ether. They're probably in the closet in the craft room, which I am not going into.
I do want to get, like, one of those big boxes, because I'm going to run out of eyes for
turtles.
Get
one of them bead boxes.
Yeah, that's what I
want. Yeah.
Well, you can get them online, and it has like 150 pieces or something, and it's all different size eyes.
That's nice.
Different colors, different sizes, different shapes.
I was going to say, if Joanne still has storage stuff, you can get, they have those organizers there, and you could get the organizer, and then wherever you want to get the beads, you could, or the eyes, you could get the eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
I know it's a good idea. I just haven't done it yet.
Dear God. I don't have any eyes on me because I'm not making chickens currently.
Well, that's it for my Notions bags. That's all I got in there.
What you got, Meg?
So I actually don't have that much. In my actual bag, there's nothing else. I've gone through that. But in my project bag, I have two more things. I have a pair of barrettes.
Of course.
That probably came off my kid at some point. And I just took them off and threw them in the bag. And I have a little bottle of handmade hand lotion. In the scent Fig.
Oh, yeah.
It's hand cream. Nice. It is super nice. I love this. Because I tend to, especially in the winter, my hands get really dry. And I have the same issue with the yarn catching.
Yeah.
So I have that in here. And I think...
That is also smart.
One other thing I forgot. I have my little rubber stitch tip covers that are shaped like owls.
Ooh,
I so love cute. These. I love my owls.
So cute.
And that's it. I travel pretty light.
I need to get some dragons. I feel like there are dragon stitch covers and I need them.
There probably are.
Start looking for them.
I know.
Put it out there. If you make I know there's people out there, small that businesses make that make needle cover, like needle tops. If you have one that's a dragon,
let me know.
I'll look it up. I guess we're going to address the elephant in the room that is my stuff.
Yeah. What else do you have,
Tina? What else can you have?
So one thing you guys didn't talk about was you didn't talk about a tape measure.
Yeah, I never have a tape measure.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine's been my knit kit.
I usually do have a tape measure, and I have one from Socks for Sam.
I also have my socks.
Yes, but I had taken it out of my bag recently because I needed to use it, and then I put it down on the coffee table, and that's where it still is.
Gotcha. So I have three retractable
of course you
tape
do.
Measures, and then I have one traditional tape measure. Yeah. So, I don't like measuring people's bodies with a retractable.
It's fair.
No, that's fair.
No,
it drives me nuts. So, and a lot of
the retractables are never long enough.
Yeah. Also true.
So, I like using a very, it's not very well maintained right now. It's kind of a hot mess. But I tend to take my kids' measurements a lot for different things. So, I have to keep my good old reliable pink.
I actually used to have a traditional one in my bag, and right now it's in my room. It never made its way back. But it's smart because it's true. Like the retractables don't
measure as well.
Yeah.
If you're measuring like people, I don't know why.
Yeah. I do have a retractable. I forgot about it because it is in my knit kit, and it just sort of lives inside of it.
Retractables for me are very good for small conditional things where like I'm trying to figure out if I did my 4 inches of
stuff. Exactly.
But if I'm measuring a body, I need a thick, old, reliable rubber tape measure. So that's why I keep this one around. I always have it with me. This is old as hell. I've had it.
Yeah, but they hold up. That's exactly like mine, only mine's like blue.
Yeah. Mine's nice and
I have a really old yellow one too,
but it's yellow.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know where it is at home, but I know I got one.
It exists. No, that's smart to have, though.
Okay, so did you guys talk about cable needles?
I use my double points,
but you have a legit one, and the legit ones I usually have, and I don't, and I'm sad at myself.
I actually don't enjoy using the legit
ones. No, I don't either. I always use a double point.
So I don't mind this one if it's a large cable. I like to use one. But the ones that come on the knit kits are sufficient for me.
That's
like,
true.
They're a little bit shorter and they're a little bit more reasonable to tangle with. But not if there's a lot, if it's a big cable. Yeah. Like if I'm putting 6 stitches away, it needs to be in.
My favorite cable needle is the short one, but it has a little bump in the middle. That's my favorite.
I have those too.
Like those are so good.
I have actually at home I have a, I have a Notions notebook with all the stuff I don't take with me all the time. And one of them is like where I keep all my cable needles. And I have these, this is like an old it's probably a Joanne's fine.
It looks like,
one
of those.
There's like a thin one, a medium one, and a thick one. And then there's the one with the bump in the middle. I have those three too. That's my favorite. It works. I have stitch holders, metal ones. These are for sleeves. And that's why I carry it with me because sometimes I get to the end of
That's smart though. Yeah.
I get to the end of the yoke and I'm like, well, I got to split for sleeves. Oh God, I got nothing to put the sleeves on. So I just keep them with me. I like holding them with the metal over the doing it piece of yarn because it's just, I feel like it's easier to
get
out.
I like using the cable needle and I cap the ends of them. Then I could just put needles on them and pick it up without having to re-pick it up.
Yeah, that works too. I just don't like doing
a piece of yarn. No.
Drives me nuts. I have those, what did you call them? Like the wires?
They're barber cables.
Barber cables. Thank you, Meg.
They're so cool.
I have this set. It's purple. It's with a purple and a green top. And I have a purple and a green corresponding wire. The you just see the green right now, but there is a fluorescent purple under there.
Nice.
And then apparently this black kit came with a black one. So there's a black one too. And then I'm trying to think if there's anything else I didn't talk about.
You know what I didn't have this time around and I don't know where it went? My paperclip.
Yes.
I know. I don't know where my paperclip is. I just realized my paperclip is not in my Notions
bag. How many
people
have we converted to use a paperclip?
I know. It was blue. It came out with my colorful rainbow paperclips and I kept a blue one in here all the time. And I just realized that it is Not in here.
Jess, you're going to do 7 noops for penance.
No. Listen, I did a whole shawl with noops.
She doesn't even mind them as much as the rest of us do.
It's true.
Oh.
You got to stitch like 10 inches of stock.
You got to make a super bulky hat.
I don't even think I have super bulky.
Oh, well, I know someone who does. It might be your wife. I think the only other thing
What's that?
This?
Yeah.
Well, it's a light.
Yes.
And it goes on your neck.
Yes.
It's a neck light.
I have one of those too.
Yeah, me too.
I bring this with me because sometimes I end up in situations where I'm bored, but it's like dark for whatever reason and I can't see.
Like when you're at the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, I think the last time I used them for a long time was when we did, it was a Halloween and I was stuck in the golf cart because I couldn't do the walking.
Yeah.
And so like the kids are going around and I had my knitting with me and I had my little thing because Pat was driving the golf cart with like a bunch of lights on it, but it was like colored lights. So you couldn't really see what you were doing still. And it was nighttime.
It was the disco cart.
It was.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I like bringing this with me just in case.
I have one of those at home. I don't have one with me here.
And then my 2 knit kits, because this one, my original knit kit was, there's a couple pieces missing and it broke, like the latch, it doesn't hold.
Yeah, mine.
One, I'm looking at like even comparing these two, like the new one like looks like a heavier duty.
I want to get another one.
Yeah, they definitely, because it's now, the new one says it's a knit and crochet kit. So nice. They got
that
more
is
inclusive.
Cool.
But that one's like, it's a psychedelic octopus. And then the other one I have, the older one I have, is a plaid octopus.
Yes.
So. Gotta have variety.
Yeah.
Gotta.
I think that's everything.
You think. I'm waiting for you to crack out a whole other bag and be like, well, forgot this one.
Well, I mean, I didn't, I have a binder that I take with me everywhere because I like patterns that are printed. Sometimes I go off my phone, but I'll whip out, it's like a 1.5-inch binder with like folders and papers in it. And then, so my bag is like, it's like a full tote.
Yeah.
The tote is full.
It is.
And I didn't even talk about
it. Well, you never know.
Just 2. Oh, I only have 2 projects with me. Thank God. If there was more, it would be a very full tote.
Well, in my actual bag, I have my yarn. I have stuffing for the turtles.
Yep.
And I didn't notice this until I went looking for something else, but I also have a bottle of sriracha.
Hey! A bottle of sriracha.
Oh, my God.
For those times when you're knitting and you just need some sriracha, man.
Look, I got to spice up my life sometimes.
You never know when you need a little bit of spice.
Yes. So, my bottle of sriracha. It's not a small bottle either.
No, it's really big.
No, it's not my travel bottle.
It's like a honey-sized bottle of sriracha.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Well, at least we're prepared now.
Yeah.
We weren't prepared.
For what? We don't know, but we're prepared.
I'm prepped for anything, including serious flavor.
God.
Wow.
I can't.
Oh, God. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Wow.
I haven't brought, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Steve took a minute there. Steve. He was so like.
Taken aback
by everything.
And that's all the time we have for this episode. As always, a special thanks to our sponsor, Jimmy Beans Wool, who is where I got my unicorn needles from. They have a whole selection of needles and other things, so be sure to check them out at jimmybeanswool.com. And for additional content from us and opportunities to connect with the cast, be sure to check out our website at pardonmystash.com. And remember to tune in next time for more tips, knits, and wits at Pardon My Stash.